carbon capture has often been suggested as a way to reduce carbon emissions. So far, it's normally just meant collecting carbon dioxide and hiding it somewhere down a mine or down in an oil well. But the ideal solution would be some way of converting the carbon dioxide back to carbon, releasing the oxygen. The natural way of doing this would, of course, be to harvest sunlight with plants. The biomass which is produced can be sequestered. Eventually, that goes on to produce oil or coal and so forth. But the highest efficiency plants only convert a few percent of the sun's energy into biomass. And if you want to use it as a fuel, the best conversion efficiency is less than 0.5%. Now, a more radical approach to this problem has been to use solar electricity to electrolyse or split the carbon dioxide straight into carbon and oxygen. Whilst in comparison to photosynthesis, this is good, it still wastes a large amount of solar energy, as most solar cells can't use the huge amount of infrared, about half the energy, which is basically just thermal energy in sunlight. Now, Stuart Licht, which is a wonderful word, it means light in German, and colleagues from Washington DC have come up with a way of increasing this efficiency. They're electrolysing carbon dioxide dissolved in lithium carbonate, so still using electricity. They've discovered that if you heat the system up to 850 or 950 degrees centigrade, you need 40% less electricity to split the carbon dioxide. It's an endothermic reaction. It needs energy, and it's taking some of that energy directly from the heat. The really neat thing about this is you can use the infrared part of the solar spectrum to heat up the electrolysis cell while still using a solar cell at maximum efficiency, in fact slightly better than normal, as there's less overheating problems, to generate the electricity to split the carbon dioxide. Now, using the most efficient solar cells available, they think they can use between 30 and 55% of the sun's energy to either produce carbon directly or to a slightly higher temperature carbon monoxide. So it could be used either to sequester carbon, or the carbon monoxide could be used as a feedstock to produce hydrocarbon fuels, or in fact straight hydrogen.
Excellent. Chris?
So Dave, if you make the carbon this way, apart from turning it into fuels, would the idea be then to put it somewhere? You could put that carbon as a solid blob of carbon back down a coal mine so that it would not then be released again back into the atmosphere?
Yeah, you could basically just bury it, and it's much more efficient way of burying it as a solid than as a gas, because it's obviously much more condensed and involves carrying around less high-pressure gases.
Much easier to deal with.
And I suppose one benefit is you could actually use it as a fuel if you get caught short later. Anyway, couldn't you?
Yeah, you're essentially just making coal.
Indeed.